Jeff joins me today, and we share our love story.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and it's quite an adventure.
Hi, my name is Trina Glines, and this is Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. This podcast is for those who want to create happiness daily, even among the chaos that marriage and family life will bring. Get ready to elevate your marriage and life today.
Welcome, ladies, to Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. This is Trina Glines, and today we're going to have a little storytelling. I have actually invited my husband, Jeff, to join me today.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for being here, hon. And we're going to have some fun today. And I have a feeling we're going to make a few people laugh.
Yes, we will.
So what I decided to do is it is our 28th anniversary on Saturday the 15th. Obviously, this is going to be released on Monday. That makes it the 17th. And so in honor of our 28th year anniversary, I thought it would be fun for all my listeners to hear about our love story and how we met.
Yes. And our engagement.
And our engagement.
Everything else in between, right?
Yes. Because it's not your average story. So usually when I share this with people, they get quite a chuckle out of it. And, you know, it's real life. It's real life because the little fairy tales that we grew up listening to aren't always truth. It takes a little bit more work. So anyway, we're going to get going here and share a little bit, and Jeff will add a lot to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to, it sounds like.
I want you to. You're being quiet. So we're going to start in with how we met. How did we meet? Do you want to tell that part?
Yeah, sure, because I'm the one that was, I was late for church on a Sunday, and it was a good thing I was late, and I had this beautiful gal in front of me. I couldn't see her face, but I could see her walking, and she looked very attractive. So she was heading in the same direction to church. It was on a college campus. And anyway, it was during the summertime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Summertime.
Yeah.
And we got in the church, and then there was ended up being two girls at the door to go into the chapel, and I had my pick. And I'm like, who am I going to sit with? You know, hey, I'm a single guy. I'm going to sit by somebody. So anyway, I asked, I can't remember what I said.
You know, you said, what are they doing? I'm like, we can't go in right now. And so we just sat out in the hall for a second. Then when it was good to go in, we walked in, and the story has been told both ways. I say you sat by me.
Well, no.
And
well,
you
said, hey, is that seat taken? You were a little forward. So I was like,
I don't think I said that. I think I went in and sat down and you sat by me, and you've said it the other way around. So,
but either way, it was all good.
We don't know which way that went. So we were sitting in church, and they announced like a meeting that night, a fireside type thing that night. And I think you turned and asked me to come with you.
Yes.
Right.
Because I wanted to keep this thing going. Because I knew that I wanted to keep it going, and for sure. And so, yeah, I asked her to go to an evening fireside. They were going to have a speaker, and she said yes. So I'm like, booyah. So we went to the fireside.
We did.
And then we went back to my parents' house, and didn't we get a little treat or something?
I don't remember that.
I think we did. I think we went back and got some little dessert or something.
I
want to say my mom and dad were there too. And anyway, but the story is, that night I went to bed and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just met my wife. And I didn't have those kind of feelings when I was around other girls and stuff. So it wasn't like that was a normal feeling. I'm like, no, this is the real deal. I'm going to marry this girl. And so it literally was love at first sight. And sure enough, we just stopped. We wouldn't stop dating or stop seeing each other. We saw each other for the next week, every single day.
Every single day. And by the way, he didn't tell me that part because he actually, ladies, wrote this in his journal. So I have it in his journal. I've read it. He wrote that.
I didn't tell her after we got married.
He told me after because you didn't want to scare me away, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't want to be all cheesy.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it was kind of cool to learn that after. But yeah, we saw each other every day that week, I want to say. And I was really kind of pleasantly surprised because you took a whole week to finally kiss me.
Yeah, I was playing my cards right, you know. I didn't want to go too quick and scare you away. But I guess I found out later that you're like, what the heck? What's taking him so long?
Yes, I was like, well, no, I found out that later when it took forever for you to like actually make out with me. And we'll get into that story here in just a second because that's funny. But I was more impressed because, ladies, I don't know, you know, if you guys have had the experience I have had or not, but there was just a lot of times that guys just, that's all they wanted. And the fact that you were showing me respect and care before the physical part really actually meant a lot to me. So
even though I wanted to kiss you the very first hour of meeting you, I was playing my cards right.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out for the best. And then a few weeks later, we got invited to go to Lake Powell together. With your sister.
Mm.
Do you remember that? We went to Lake Powell.
Was it my sister?
Yeah, we went with Holly, and she had a date, and we went with some of her friends from Cedar City.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And yeah. We were just going to sleep out on the beach under the stars, and we...
Because it was on... it was by... Those of you know Lake Powell, it was... We just camped on Lone Rock Beach.
It was Lone Rock Beach.
So we could... Yeah.
And a windstorm came up in the middle of the night, like... Terrible.
We wouldn't have a tent or anything.
Nothing. But before this, when we just got there, I was with your sister, Holly. And Holly and I are very close in age. And we'd become really good friends through this and through dating Jeff when I met Jeff. And so we were up in the bathrooms changing into our suits. And I asked Holly, I said, Holly, so I'm...
This is before the windstorm?
This is as I'm getting ready to get my suit on and it's still daytime. I'm like, so I'm just really curious, like, your brother's never tried to make out with me yet. Is he just, like, really good? Does he want to... And she turned and bust up laughing.
like, that's not like my brother.
Jeff, what are you talking... Are you kidding me? And so that's when I was like, okay, is something wrong with me? You know? So I don't know if she said anything to you.
I don't remember her saying anything.
Do you remember her saying?
Anything?
No. Uh-uh. Well, you decided that...
She might have. I don't remember.
Well, that night, finally, you finally made some moves. And then in the middle of the night, it got so bad that we...
The wind
got so bad that we... left and went into Page, and we didn't have enough money really for a nice hotel. Plus, it's in the middle of summer. Everything's booked out. The only thing we could find was a place called Bashful Bob's.
Oh, yeah. We even have a picture in front of the sign.
We do. From that point on, we kept dating, and I think we were falling in love really fast. Now, before this, though, I should have prefaced, 2 weeks before I met you, I had just gotten back into the dating scene because I had a missionary who had left and I wasn't dating. I was waiting for him. 2 weeks before I met you, I wrote him and said, I'm just going to date. I'm still going to wait, but I'm going to date. So then when we started dating and you finally... I guess you say you wanted to get back and see in my bedroom for some reason.
Well, yeah, I can tell a lot about a person by their bedroom. So I wanted to see if you had any pictures of any other boys or anything in your bedroom. And what did I find?
What did you find?
Pictures of missionary friend all over the wall, counting down the days. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Obviously, you weren't out of here because we saw each other every day. Anyway, so there was, you know, the missionary part involved in all of this.
I had some work to do.
You did. You had some work to do. And we did start to to fall in love. And so then what happened?
I decided to ask your dad if I can marry you, right?
Yep.
And get engaged. And so it was. He said yes. And so I started planning it a little bit. And I can't remember who was helping me plan it. I had a few friends and stuff that were helping me. But the first thing we did on the engagement, I went and picked you up from work that day, during the day for lunch. We got some lunch. And then I took you over to a store here, a local store. And it was a styling store or whatever. But we bought you a pair of white Jerbos. Remember Jerbos? Those that are from the 80s? Jerbo pants. They were white. And then we got like a white blouse. And she's like, what the heck? You know, why am I trying on these clothes? I didn't buy them then. I don't think. I don't buy them. I just said, oh, I just want to get you an outfit. It'd be fun. You know, and then anyway, I'm like, oh, I guess I don't really like any of this stuff. And anyway, I took her back to work, dropped her off. Then I went back to the store, bought the stuff, got it wrapped, and took it to your apartment, I think.
Yes.
And so when you got home, there was a little note or something.
Yeah,
said, be ready.
Open and wear tonight.
Wear tonight. And you kind of, did you have any idea what was going on?
I mean, we'd obviously gone ring shopping, so.
You kind of just didn't know when it was going to happen, but
yeah.
you figured.
I didn't know how it was going to happen.
What was I wearing?
Same thing.
Oh, yeah, white Jerbos.
You bought white Jerbos and you had on a white shirt as
like
well.
Like turtleneck or something?
Something, yeah.
So the white, you know, was just representing, you know.
Well, it matches the rest of how you asked me.
Yeah, and so anyway, and you can tell the part, I was going to pick you up at the house and I was a little bit late because I was planning and it was a long process and we'll explain what I did, my presentation.
Yes.
For the engagement.
So he was, I want to say, like an hour and a half late.
That's probably the latest I've ever been.
Probably. I mean, yeah, it was late. And when, you know, you spend all this time getting ready and you're all excited and stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh. But he got there, we got in the car and he blindfolded me. You blindfolded me so I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah. And we drove out of town, probably 30 minutes away, up on the base of this mountain here where we live. It's called Pine Valley Mountain. And it's on the, I guess it would be the south side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, there's this little, this place where it has these beautiful trees, pine trees and stuff called Oak Grove. And anyway, we went up there, me and my friends. I ended up getting my mom's love seat. And it was her favorite one, but she let me use it. And I brought
a love. You scratched it.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. But we got the love seat up there. We had we set up white Christmas lights all up in the trees. We put a white sheet and stuff all over the couch, so everything was white. And then I had a nice little. I think I even had a little like coffee table that mm-hmm. I draped with white cloth. And then on that coffee table, I had a bouquet of 11 white roses and one red rose, mm-hmm. if I remember right. And then also had a few little, you know, white teddy bears or something on the couch, you know, whatever my sister had in her room that was white. Make it kind of, and then I had a nice little trail that I draped with that was white. It was a white trail of sheets.
I'm curious whose sheets you used.
Probably my mom's. I didn't tell her. But I had the sheets. And then off in the distance, I had, see, this would have been 1990, right? Yeah, 1990. Would have been 1990. And anyway, so I had a video, my friend's video camera. And so I set it up on a tripod way in the distance. So she didn't even see that there was a tripod. Then I had a generator. And so I could run some power for the Christmas lights or the white lights. And then I had some music. I had a nice little, small little boombox. And anyway, so you can start telling.
Yeah, so then we get up there and you get me out of the car and I hear music.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the music playing, and this is the theme behind everything you did, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a song by Love and Rockets called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven.
Yeah, go ahead and look it up on iTunes.
It's an awesome song. It's awesome. So he took off my blindfold and I see this, you know, obviously pitch black outside, so these lights just glow. Everything, we have video of it, but it looks darker than what it was being there live, obviously. And we walk up the trail, and I think we were both probably super nervous. There was a lot of nerves going on.
Yeah. we're sitting there though and just hanging out, and I finally get the courage to ask you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I want to say I pulled the rose out of the red rose, and it had the ring, attached to it. And just so you know, no one ever taught me. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm supposed to get on one knee. I just didn't see enough movies or something, and I didn't know I was supposed to get on one knee. And I learned about that after. I felt so dumb, but it's okay. I didn't know. I was just learning. I mean,
You'd never done it before.
Yeah, never done it before, but no one told me I was supposed to get on a knee. Anyway, I ended up. I think I just what did I do? Just turned to you and
we're sitting on the couch.
I stood up.
And then you said your little poem.
I can't remember. I have it somewhere, but
I think
something like Trina K, will you marry me? Eternity is a long time.
listen to my little rhyme.
Trina. Eternity is a long time. Trina K.
Eternity is a long time. Listen to my little rhyme. Dun, 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 dun. Trina K, will you marry me?
Yeah, something it rhymed.
Yeah, I forgot like the one line. I can't remember the one line.
My nice little poem writing.
So then we got engaged. I said yes. And then all your family, I think, right?
Well, but before that, though, I had some non-alcoholic champagne, the sparkling apple cider thing. And I forgot to bring a bottle opener. And so this goes back to, Amel being single task focused. I'm like, I am going to get this lid off. I have to pour the drinks and we have to celebrate. And we have it on video. And I swear for 15 minutes, I'm trying to get this lid off.
Yes. Right? He's going doing it on trees. He's trying to find a rock. And looking back on the video, he was laughing. He's like, this is that single task focus. I got to do this.
And I finally got it.
Yeah, you did.
And then the family came up. And anyway, so I'm sure we'll share some little video clip on your Instagram of some of the things. You at least see it. Kind of dark, but it was good times. Then we went back and
I remember we went and saw your grandma and grandpa.
My mom's parents.
Grandma, grandpa, Nell.
Yeah, and it was so fun because I saw him and you're talking to, I think, my grandma, and my grandpa looks at me and then he uses his hands and he does this little wave like, she is cute. I'm like, yeah, grandpa, only the best. Anyway, he was fun.
Oh.
And then... We were engaged.
We were engaged, and the missionary got Dear John.
Yeah, poor guy.
Poor guy. And we started planning the wedding, and we were both, by this time, school, I think, had started.
Engagement pictures, we were both wearing white Gerboe jeans.
We wore the white Gerboe jeans.
With a blue, t-shirt.
Blue t-shirt.
Socks off, pants rolled up, kind of in a little river thing.
Yeah,
or a little
feet, and then like a little
pond
stream
or stream thing.
Yeah. It was total 80s.
It was awesome, though. celebrate the 80s.
So then we, started planning and everything. And then all of a sudden, I started to get cold feet.
Trina started to get cold feet.
I remember we went to the temple and sat at the temple on the temple grounds here in St. George. And I started telling you, I don't know what to do, So you wanting to not be dumped. We're like, yeah, I've kind of been questioning it too. Maybe we should take a break when you're just trying to protect yourself, I think, a little bit.
I'm sure.
So we did. We broke off the engagement, but we were still kind of dating. We said, let's just stop right now, but keep dating.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Gosh, yes. Makes what for a great you? Story. Yes. You couldn't tell the story if I wouldn't have done that.
I was like,
so,
gee whiz, I worked so hard. I did everything right. And then whammo, I can't win.
No. And I know it broke your heart. I know it did. I feel so bad. But this is where real life happens. Yep. Real life happens, right? So then, since we broke off the engagement, we started dating. We were just dating. But then somewhere, and this is where I don't think we agree, somewhere one of us broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just totally broke up.
Yeah.
Right. And we can't remember who.
I might have, because I was just crushed. I'm like, I can't take this anymore.
So yeah, I can't remember.
I was devastated.
But do you want to share the advice my dad gave you?
So I went down. I became really good friends with Trina's mom and dad, and so I went and talked to her dad, and her dad was awesome. He's like, come here, son, let me chat with you. I'm like, oh boy, what's this gonna? He's like, let me tell you how you can win her back. Now, son, you're gonna have to play hard to get. You're gonna have to just act like you don't really like her, and she's gonna come running back to you. This is how she works. I know my daughter really well. I'm like, all right, plan in action. So maybe that's why I broke up with you.
Maybe that's why you broke up with me.
Probably like, you know what?
So it was my dad's fault. My dad's passed away, so I can't get mad at him now.
But yeah, maybe he inspired me to kind of just play harder to get so that you would come running back. And
maybe. Well, so this is what happened then. You know, obviously when we got engaged the first time, I went to the doctor, got on birth control to get ready for being married. When we broke off the engagement, I got off birth control. And then, like, something smacked me in the face. It was like, what the crap did you do? It was the birth control.
Yeah, I know.
Hormones. Messing with my hormones.
Hormones.
That made me do all of that questioning. So then I was like, what did I do? Oh my gosh, right? And now we're broken up. It took time for the hormones to get all out of my system. So I remember one night, I broke into your house. Your sister helped me, obviously. She left the door unlocked to go downstairs in the basement through the garage. So yeah. I went around that way. And I came down into your room. And this dates us because I had a cassette tape.
Yeah.
A cassette tape. And I put it in your cassette
my stereo
tape player,
yeah,
your
my
stereo. You were asleep. You were asleep in bed.
So you thought.
And I'm assuming you were asleep. You might have heard something come in, but you would have probably hit me if you didn't know it was me.
I probably knew what you
do. You probably knew something.
I was just being quiet.
Yeah.
I'm
so
like, what's she doing in my room?
He was asleep on his back with his arm over his face, his arm over his eyes. And I turned on the song by Chicago. It's hard to say, I'm sorry.
So cheesy, but it was.
And I start playing it, and I sit on the bed, and I'm just sitting there letting you listen to it. And I'm like, Jeff, you awake?
But you don't know, at this time, I was just crushed, though. Even though your dad said play hard to get, I was just devastated.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, you were the love of my life. I mean, first love at sight.
Love at first sight.
Love at first sight. Love at first sight. And I was just devastated. So I was a little bit like, I don't know if I can play these games, you know?
Yes.
And anyway.
But. So, and I mean, you know, it's like you kind of have to have some compassion for women with hormones and hormone changes.
Sure. Well, I was a rookie.
You were young. Well, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know what had happened to me either. And so I think it's a good lesson for all of us. Like, people, when we mess with our hormones, it messes with everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there like, Jeff, I'm really sorry, and trying to talk to you, and you would not say one word.
I know, because I was crushed.
You didn't say one word to me.
I know. I probably do that sometimes.
There's times you still do that.
Where I'm quiet.
And you call that listening. That's not listening, ladies. We've already talked about it. Silence is not listening.
Hey, I'm getting a lot better, though.
You are.
28 years later.
You're getting better.
Getting better.
We're learning a lot. And so, anyway, so I left. I got up and left the room. He said nothing to me. This was a Saturday night.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought we were going to, like, talk. Like, you were going to, like, oh, Trina, thank you so much. Yeah, and talk about it. Something. You, like, left me hanging completely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the next day was church, and I went with your best friend. And who? Dave.
Oh, Dave Graff.
Yeah. I didn't go with him. I saw him at the church, and he came and sat by me, and I was sobbing. And you were like two rows in front of me. And I just sobbed all during, it was state conference. I just sobbed all during state conference. He had his arm around, he's the nicest guy in the whole world. He had his arm Dave's around best. Me and he's like, "It's going to be okay, Trina. I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "I tried to talk to him last night. He wouldn't talk to me." And I'm just sobbing. And then after you got up and you came up to me and said, "Let's go talk."
Yeah. So we did. We go talk. I don't remember what we talked about.
I don't remember the talk, but I know we got back together.
Yeah.
We went into like a classroom or something.
It's kind of like the cycles of... Probably the cycles of marriage, you know? Sometimes you, like, get mad at each other, and then come back, and then you apologize, and then...
What is a relationship? It's two imperfect people coming together, creating awesome imperfectness.
Yep.
It's never going to be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so we end up dating again.
But the engagement was still on, though, wasn't it?
No, we
didn't have pictures though. We didn't have engagement pictures.
Yeah, we already had taken them the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I knew we had some money invested.
Oh, yeah, we had already taken the engagement.
We had a reservation.
Engagement pictures. So we already had the engagements done, but we stopped the order on the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started dating. And I obviously had my moment of, holy crap, what did I do? And it was actually, I was talking to your sister, Holly.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to her one night, and I'm like, this was like so hard. Because, hello, what did I do? I Dear John to my missionary. Then I wrote him back and said, never mind, it's off. I'm going to stay waiting for you.
Maybe he'll listen to this podcast.
The poor guy. I was so terrible. So then I was talking to your sister, Holly, and I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she's like, Trina, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm like, what? She goes, you're going to lose both of them. And I was like,
she did?
Yeah. She goes, you're going to lose them both. And I was like, you know.
She's probably trying to talk sense into
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And so anyway, I, you know. In the best of my knowledge at the time, I was super young. I was super immature. I was
so was I.
So much growing to do. I knew I wanted you, but you had told me somewhere, whether it was when we broke up or when I broke off the engagement, at some point you said, I'll only ask you once.
To marry me.
Yes.
Yes, I think I did. And it might have been out of like, just like frustration or whatever, but I did say
probably out of trying to scare me to not break it off.
Yeah, probably.
You are threatening me. I'll never ask you again.
You will have to ask me if you want to get married.
So that's what I did. So I knew wasn't going to ask me. So I went and asked your parents, and I think they were scared spitless.
They're like, who is this crazy woman? She calls it off.
Your dad was silent. Your dad
would
not say a word.
Because I sat and talked to him and just shared like how crushed I was.
Oh, I'm sure they were scared to death to have you go through something again. Oh, they were petrified. I totally get it. At the time, though, I was like, because they were always so kind.
Oh, yeah.
That I was like, oh my gosh, they don't like me. Your mom was really sweet. Your mom was sweet, but your dad was just quiet.
He just probably didn't know what to say. Yeah. He's like, I don't want my son to feel crushed again.
Yeah, yeah. So begrudgingly or hesitantly, I guess I should say hesitantly, they said yes.
He probably turned to my mom and my mom said, okay, it's okay.
I don't remember. I was too nervous. So then by this point, the weather had cooled off and I couldn't take you. There was snow. Yeah. I couldn't.
Well, what were you going to do?
Because I was going to reenact it.
Reenact exactly what I did.
The same thing. So I got your friends to help me take the love seat. I don't think I used your mom's. I think I used my apartment's.
Oh.
And we did it in Snow Canyon. And we set up the lights. We did the whole same thing. And I bought you a white sweater.
Oh.
And I came and left it at your house. Wear this, you know. Did you have any idea?
I don't know if I did or not. Did you say anything or? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't think I did. I mean, obviously I started.
You probably had a clue when you saw a white sweater.
Yeah.
And I told you to wear your white jabots. You were probably, what the crap is going on?
But I think at that time I wanted it to happen. So it was good.
So We got there. We walk up.
It's in the evening. Down. It's dark.
It's in the evening. It's dark. Same thing. We start talking. I ask you, and you didn't say yes.
I didn't say yes.
You didn't say yes.
Because I was thinking about it. I had to process.
Ladies, do you remember?
But man does not say something he doesn't mean.
Exactly. So ladies, you know, if you've taken Taming Jane, then the ladies will understand that for sure. And I'm trying to think if I've ever done a podcast on that men take time to think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have. So like, men do. They take time to think. They're going to think it through so they can say what they mean.
They probably still do that. And you probably wonder, what the heck's, why am I processing?
Well, I know that now, but that's different than listening. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm talking to you and you're not responding with something and you're just silent, that's not listening.
Yeah. I have to
talk
back.
So there's a difference between me listening to you if I've asked you a question. Mm-hmm. That takes time. So he didn't answer. He didn't say yes. He didn't say yes. And all of our family, both sides, all of our friends were scheduled to be up there.
And I haven't said yes.
And you haven't said yes. You
did. So what did I do? I'm like, well, I don't know if I want. I want to go down having my wife ask me to marry her. So I'm going to ask her to marry, ask her to marry me. And so I think I got down on a knee at that time because I had learned.
I don't remember that, but you waited until everybody got there.
Yeah, yeah. I think
he waited. So here I am, taco pits, nervous. He hasn't said yes. All of the family's coming. I'm like, I've just made a total fool out of myself.
I'm sorry.
Several times I've made a total fool out of myself. And so then all the family came up, and then as they started walking, you're like, wait, okay. And then at that time, then you re-said your rhyme, I want to say.
My little poem.
Your little poem. And then you asked me, because you didn't want to be known as the guy whose wife had to ask you.
Yeah. But it was a good tactic, though. Your dad probably gave me a good tactic. I'm only asking you once. Play hard to get, right?
Yeah.
It worked. I won, people. I won.
I won, too.
I'm the greatest salesman of all. I won Trina.
But
I mean, look at her now. She's amazing.
Can we have a moment of respect for the poor missionary that got Dear John again?
No, I think we have to send him this podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's going to like, who is this guy?
So I'm just saying, this is something. So most of you probably all know that we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I always, whenever I talk to youth groups and girls, I'm like, do not leave a missionary. Or don't wait for a missionary. Don't. If you're here when he gets home, great. But let those boys go out there and do their service for those 2 years without worrying about you and you worrying about him. And because, geez, that was rude.
Yeah.
That was really, really rude. So it was
It's okay. He got over it.
He did. He's married.
I won.
I'm sure he's super happy. So I won too. We won. And so that was 28 years ago that we got married, our wedding day, December 15th, which happens to be
1990.
That was my dad's birthday.
Yes, it was your dad's birthday.
And it was also the day you got home from your mission.
Yes, it was. December 15th.
So
1 year to the day.
1 year to the day.
That I got home.
That you got home. We got married.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks after being married, I found out I was pregnant.
Yeah, was it 2 weeks? Yeah, I remember. Our little Kylie was on the way.
And that's a whole other story.
Bless her heart.
That we really started off our marriage having to deal with a lot of rockiness and trials.
Well, it's because you couldn't get on the pill because of the hormones.
Yeah,
you might have left me.
We tried. We tried some different pills. The doctor helped me, and every one of them I didn't do well with. And so we had to get off. So then we were using alternative methods, and y'all know those things don't work. And
now they have a little bit more. They have more methods.
They have more methods now than they did then.
But you know what? It was just part. It's just part of the plan.
It was supposed to happen.
Yep.
It was just supposed to happen. And we're not saying that we weren't like getting pregnant 2 weeks out. It was the fact that I got deathly, deathly sick.
Yes, throwing up every single day.
Like,
oh, sad.
20 times a day.
And I'm like, is this marriage?
Yeah. So Jeff told me after Kylie was born and Trina came back to normal to some extent, that his first year of marriage, he had a frog in his throat going, what in the world did I do?
It was stressful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make money, go to school, pay for rent, take care of you. Didn't have really insurance. I'm like, oh my gosh, what were we thinking?
I don't know. In and out of the hospital because I was having to go to the hospital with IVs and it was.
But we had all five of our kids in 10 years.
Yep.
Amazing. You were amazing. I couldn't believe you kept doing it over and over, and you were sick every single time.
It was.
So you were a trooper.
It was not.
And it was her choice, people. Ladies, it was her choice. I didn't make her.
Well, we only tried for one. The other four came because they were meant to come.
Yep.
There was only one that I purposely knew I was making myself sick. That was really hard. But we made good plans and we hired a nanny.
And the thing is, too, I mean, you also had, in between those 10 years of five kids, you had two miscarriages also.
Yeah, I did.
So she was pregnant 7 times and nursed for 10 years straight. Holy cow, people are probably going, what? There's probably a few ladies out there that probably did the same thing, but.
And the cool part, well, not the cool part, but I guess because we didn't get to have togetherness beginning of our marriage.
You were sick for 10 years.
And to not have kids, to get that part where we just get to know each other.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We didn't get that, but now our baby's 18.
Yep.
And in
we'll be empty nesters. He's going to go on a mission here in June.
And then we'll be able to do what we should have done then.
That's right. We're going to travel. We're going to become the bucket list family without kids.
Hey, that's a great idea.
We'll steal their name. The bucket list family without the children, or the empty nester family.
There you go. Empty nester family. Yeah. Hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Let's go.
Fun. Let's go. I'm all about it. Let's do it.
Well, that was awesome, though.
So that was our love story.
Yep.
That was our love story. And there has been lots of hiccups through everything, but that's life. Yep. That's why I just wanted to, I thought it'd be fun to share this so people knew that if they had a crazy love story, that they're not abnormal because you're bringing two imperfect people together to create awesome imperfectness. And so many things, you have hormones, you have other relationships, you have your own reservations, you have so many different dynamics, your blueprint, my blueprint, mm-hmm. you know, trying to come together. So anyway, it makes for a great story to tell.
Yeah. All I say is I won and you're the best. You're the best. I love you.
I love you. I'm grateful. 28 years and I'm planning on.
Well, it hasn't been perfect, but at the same time, like you said, we just keep plugging away and figuring it out and getting better and choosing to be a better version of ourselves each and every day. It's hard mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, but mm-hmm. that's what you got to do, you know?
I think that's key because for a lot of years we didn't know about that. Well, I take that back. You knew that from square one because I can remember back in college years, SUU, you ordering, what's the guy's name?
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. He's still around.
Yeah. Were they CDs?
Yeah, they were cassette tapes.
So you were into self-improvement way before I was, but hello, I was pregnant and nursing mm-hmm. for 10 years of my life. So anyway, but I see the value in it now. I've had some conversations just within the last few days with women who have settled.
Mm-hmm.
And it just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you are not feeling joy and happiness in your marriage, for the position she was in, I said at least weekly, I think you should feel it daily. It's not going to be perfect, but you should feel it daily. But in her situation, I'm like, at least weekly, it's time to change something.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do something about it. God did not create this union of husband and wife to
be miserable. Survival mode.
Survival mode, survive through it. I'm not saying you're not going to have those moments.
Yeah.
You will, but it shouldn't be a continuum at all. Work on your part.
Yep.
Work on your part. So.
Goes both ways.
It does. Jeff has his part. I have my part. And we have zero control over each other's part. But we do have influence. We do have influence because I've influenced you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
By working on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, yeah, it makes me want to do better and find out the ways, and you help me figure out what I need to change in a good way.
You help me.
Yeah, you recognize if I'm doing something, you know, that's like, man, did you know that you do this or whatever? And you've helped me, and I have to humble myself and say, yeah, I need to change that. That wasn't very nice or whatever.
Well, kind of like the listening thing.
Yeah, the listening.
Because you would think listening was being silent, and everybody needs to be heard, understood, and validated.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've learned that. We've learned it together, too, because I didn't come with it either. So anyway, that is our little love story and dedication to our 28th year anniversary.
And cool, when we're dead, all of our kids and grandkids can listen to the story.
Oh, yeah.
They can listen to our podcast.
There you go.
So, boom. It might be a long time from now, but hey, at least we did that recording and
throw it
out there in the cloud.
Yes, that's awesome. So, ladies, I hope you enjoyed listening to Jeff and I kind of retell our love story, and I hope it will make you reflect on your love story, that you will be able to remember those days of being swept off your feet, plus the stress if stress came into play, which usually it does if you are planning a wedding. So it's all part of it, and that you're normal, and that's just part of life. So anyway, want to thank you for joining me today. Don't forget that my Taming Jane Academy recorded version is for sale now. And I have it on a holiday special. It's normally $297, and it is $100 off. You get it for $197. That's 16 hours of instruction. It's absolutely amazing. And I've had so much fun having feedback from ladies who are in the middle of this course now, because it's 10 weeks long, just like my life, that are in the middle of this course, and they're sending me messages, and they're like, oh my word, Trina, this is so amazing. Thank you so much. And it was nice for me to hear that the recorded version is affecting ladies the same as my life. So give yourself the greatest gift that will keep on giving. Learn the language of your man so you can feel heard and resonate in his language. It makes all the difference in the world. Do you agree, hon?
Yep. Life-changing.
It really is.
Game-changing.
It is. And every woman should take this course. Every single woman out there. If you question it, take it. I have a 30-day guarantee.
Yeah,
you can listen to 4 weeks' worth of classes. And if you're like, this isn't for me, I'm going to give you your money back. What do you have to lose? But what's so cool is when I have ladies who have really good marriages say, oh, I'm going to take your course. And they take it and they're like, I had no idea what I was missing. So it's just going to elevate you from wherever you're at. It's pretty amazing. And it helps with your children, with your sons as well. So anyway, this will be December 17th. We're getting closer to Christmas. I hope you are enjoying the season and not totally stressed out. I've been a little stressed out because I've been behind on getting my Christmas shopping done, but I'm hoping to get it wrapped up this week so I can enjoy this next week. So I hope you are able to have some moments of peace and enjoy this holiday season. Thank you so much for listening today. If you found this podcast to be fun and entertaining and something that you think someone else might enjoy, please share it with them. And as always, it's always helpful if you leave me a review. So thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See you guys.
Thanks, you guys.